Okay, Rupert's going to come and bring our second reading for us.
And the reading is taken from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 25 to 34. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. And yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom first, and also his righteousness, and all these things will be given you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Every day has enough trouble of its own. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you, Rupert. Three times in that passage, Jesus says, do not worry. Three times. So it's quite important, isn't it? Jesus is stressing to us, we are not to worry. We pick up worries and they weigh us down. What are some of the things we worry about? Paying the bills, yeah. Where's my next meal coming from? School, yeah. Our health. Money, families, finding work.
Yep.
Will I fit in? Will people like me? Tomorrow, yeah. Jesus spoke about that, didn't he? He said, you know, don't worry about tomorrow, because today's got enough trouble of its own. Not that tomorrow doesn't matter, but no, don't miss out on what God wants to do today. Exams, absolutely. Okay, yeah. The state of the world, yeah. Whether our team is going to win or lose, yeah, we worry about that, don't we? And so many things we worry about. And they just gather around us, they weigh us down. Now let's just think, what are the effects of worrying? Do we get stressed by worrying? Do we get a bit tight? I mean, it's not good for our heart. Our heart might speed up a little bit. We might lose sleep, tossing and turning, thinking things over, worrying. Sometimes I think as well, worrying, you can feel quite lonely because you're the one that's worrying. Nobody else is really, you know, you're so focused on what you're having to deal with. And you can feel quite alone. Worrying is just not good. We all do it, but it's not good. And Jesus says, do not worry. Do not worry. And so he gives us two examples. He says, well, look at the birds. You ever stopped and looked and thought about the birds? No, they're not worrying. God feeds them. God cares for them. God looks after them. He provides for them. I'm sure you've seen kestrels hovering maybe over a motorway. I saw one when we came back from Scotland. And then just hovering. Now, I didn't see what happened after that, but I'd imagine at some point they would have swooped down, probably picked up a mouse or something like that, and gone back to the nest. God provides for the birds, doesn't he? He provides because he cares. He looks after them. What about flowers? You ever stop to look at flowers?
Yeah.
I mean, flowers are beautiful, aren't they? I mean, even here, every week we have lovely flowers. You know, even simple kind of flowers, might think like daisies or whatever, but they're just beautiful. Colour, the variety of colour, and shape, and texture. Where does all that come from? God. And so Jesus says, do not worry. And then he says, look how I provide for all this that I've made in the world. Look at the birds. They're not stressed out. They're cared for. Look at the beauty of the flowers and how God cares for them and clothes them in such beauty. We are to trust God, isn't it, aren't we? Because if we're not to worry, we won't worry if we're trusting God. And we know we can trust God because of the way God cares for creation. And Jesus says that we are much more valuable than the birds. Just let that sink in for a moment. You know, God cares for all the birds, large and small, all around the world. How much more he cares for you? That we are precious in his sight. How much more valuable are you, Jesus says. And so, do not worry. And then Jesus later on goes on to say, but seek first his kingdom. But seek first his kingdom. What does that mean? I suppose in simple terms we might say it means turn to God. When you're worried, turn to God. Look in his direction. Turn your worries over to him. You know, we're not meant to carry them by ourselves. We're not meant to be weighed down and tossing and turning and getting all worked up about things that naturally would worry us. But to give them to God because he is the one who cares for us more than anyone else. I think we have another scripture. So this, we read this earlier. So I'm going to read the top one, and then perhaps we can all read it from the message, which I think just gives a nice slant to it. So do not fear. Why? For I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God's not going to let us go, is he? So shall we say together, I picked you, I haven't dropped you. Don't panic. I'm with you. There's no need to fear, for I'm God. I'll give you strength. I'll help you. I'll hold you steady. Keep a firm grip on you. Isn't that just lovely? Reassuring? You know, in things that come unexpectedly, maybe, and like a big shock, and of course we get consumed by things. But there is God saying, I'm holding you. I'm not going to let you go. I've got a firm grip of you. You know, your life is in my hands. And I'm going to look after you. I'm going to care for you. I'm going to provide for you. I'm always there for you. I think another thing we can lose when we're worrying is our joy. It just kind of goes out the window as we're worrying, as we're consumed by worry. Now, when Jesus says, do not worry, he's not just talking about the little ups and downs of life. He's talking about the deep things that cause us to, you know, turn over at night and lose sleep. The things that wrap themselves around us and dig their claws into us that we cannot escape them. You know, those deep worries that are very destructive for us. So it's not just the little things, oh, will it be a nice day tomorrow? Hope so, but I'm not sure. Not little worries, not those kind of things, but things that really get a hold of us and actually begin to kind of shape how we feel and think. Jesus says, oh, do not worry. I'm with you. I'm going to hold you. Seek first his kingdom. So, what are we going to do with our worries? Once we've written down our anxieties and our worries, we'll pray over them and give them to God, okay? One of my memory verses from many, many years ago was 1 Peter 5, verse 7. Do not be anxious. I do know it. Well, cast all your care on him because he cares for you. Or cast all your anxieties on him because he cares. And that's kind of what we're doing here. We're giving God our anxieties, our worries, so that we don't have to carry them. We don't have to be weighed down by them. And it's amazing to think that God is big enough to carry all of our worries. We want to cast all our cares on him, don't we? Because he cares for us more than the birds, more than all of creation. God cares for us, you and me. So let's give God our worries. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for the teaching of Jesus, teaching us and reminding us that we are not to worry. And yet, Lord, we know we do. But thank you, Lord, that we can bring them down and lay them at your feet. Lord, I pray that as we cast our cares upon you, that we might know your peace and your joy. Lord, that you would fill our lives with peace and with joy. And help us, Lord, day by day to have your perspective as we thought about the little ant. And the ant is magnified, it looks horrific. And very often our worries seem much bigger than they are. But Lord, we thank you that you are bigger still. And that you can take our worries off our shoulders, off our minds. And so Lord, would you do that right now as we bring them before you? We're casting them on you, Lord, because you care for us, each and every one of us. Father, we thank you for your love for us, that you care for us, you know us individually. The one who threw stars into space and knows each one by name. The birds that you made, the and care for and how precious we are. Lord, thank you for your amazing love for us. Thank you that you're big enough to carry our worries, our anxieties and cares. And Lord, would you help us day by day? Whenever we feel stressed out or anxious about something, Lord, help us to give it to you, to cast our cares upon you, and to know deep down your love and care for us. And so we hear the words of Jesus. Do not worry. Do not worry. Do not worry. Instead, we trust you, Lord. We trust your goodness, your faithfulness, your loving kindness towards us. And this morning, Lord, we bless you for who you are. And we offer you our thanks and our praise. In the name of Jesus. Amen.